It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David Furst. All 12 members of New York City's congressional delegation are pushing the de Blasio administration to undertake widespread testing of city schools for lead dust and peeling paint. This after WNYC collected samples in four different buildings and found that some of them tested at 100 times the city's current safety standard. Here to discuss what the city is doing about it is WNYC's Christopher Wirth, who broke the story last week. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Christopher, pretty unusual for 12 members of Congress to agree on anything, even if they are all Democrats, and pretty unusual for them to insert themselves into a local issue like this. What exactly are they asking for?
So this is a list that includes Nydia Velazquez, who represents parts of Brooklyn and Queens, Gerald Nadler, who heads the House Judiciary Committee, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from Queens in the Bronx, among others. Velazquez heard our report last week, which described a gap in local laws regarding the testing of school buildings and the results that our testing uncovered, as you mentioned. So she reached out to her colleagues, and her office says they were all eager to respond. Their letter to the city cites our reporting. They're asking the Department of Education and the Department of Health to work together to immediately begin testing schools for lead dust and to remediate any issues they find. They've also asked that test results be made public. They're calling on the city to start with buildings that will be hosting summer programs starting this week and to provide a backup plan for alternative sites if those buildings do indeed test positive.
So lead dust, have reported, that is one of the primary ways kids in New York City are exposed to lead.
That's right. Through that kind of hand-to-mouth activity that younger kids so often do. And that's the important distinction here. The Education Department says it already tests for lead in 3K, pre-K, and kindergarten classrooms using what's known as an XRF analyzer. It's this machine that can tell you whether a painted surface has lead in it. And even that testing is not required by law. But XRF testing doesn't necessarily ensure safety. It's really the condition of that paint that matters here. And we found areas with cracked or peeling paint in all four of the schools that we tested. And that can create a lot of this lead dust, which is what the members of Congress are talking about in this letter. DOE does not test for lead dust except after a renovation. It's not required to, but we did test for it. And we found a lot of it in these classrooms.
So how has the city responded to the letter from Congress?
Well, so far, we've received a statement from the mayor saying that he believes DOE's protocols are working to keep buildings safe. We're told school custodians had already been instructed to do an additional round of visual inspections before this letter was issued. Now, what you need to know is you cannot see lead dust. It's largely invisible. But this administration says it just does not believe schools pose a threat to children when it comes to lead. The health department says, yes, it is that lead dust that poses a danger, but as it sees it, really only in the home, because the thinking goes, by the time kids enter school, they've really stopped putting their hands in their mouth all the time, unlike toddlers, and that even if there is a lot of lead dust in a classroom, their view is it really doesn't pose a risk. Velazquez, on the other hand, called the lead dust levels we found in our reporting unacceptable.
Are members of Congress ready to help out? Testing all those classrooms, removing lead, moving students, fixing schools, that's going to cost a lot of money.
Yes, indeed. I mean, right now, if you look at the Housing Authority, the city is spending somewhere around $80 million just to do the kind of testing DOE does in some classrooms now, that XRF testing we were talking about, just to find out which units have lead paint. There are around 800 elementary schools in this city. Nearly 700 of them were built before 1980, which is when the school system stopped using lead paint. So testing all those school buildings will be a huge cost. But, you know, I spoke with Representative Velazquez by phone, and she really urged the city to reach out to members of Congress on this front.
It is important for the city to work in concert with us so that we know if there is any role for the federal government. Of course, that through the appropriation process, we could request some federal funding to tackle this issue.
So a little incentive there for the city to do more. And by the way, to our listeners out there, if any of you our school principals or custodians or parents who are involved with your PTA, anyone who has questions or information about what's going on in your school, please get in touch with us. We've set up an email account, led@wnyc.org, for your comments. That's LEAD@wnyc.org.
Okay, WNYC's Christopher Wirth, thanks for being here.
Thanks, David.